Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for Trials Change Lives. Successful trials require input from a wide range of people beyond those who designed and are running the research. Patients and their practitioners are key, and in some cases the parents or the carers of the patient might also be vital to helping the trial to change lives. Heather Bagley from Manchester, whose son has autism, tells us their story.
Max has been part of a study called PACT, which stands for Preschool Autism Communication Trial. The study's been going for a few years now, and I can't remember exactly how I got to hear about it, but I think I might have heard about it at work, because I used to work for the University of Manchester. PACT was trying to find out if a new intervention helped young children with autism with their communication and their social skills. Half of the children received it, and their parents were given strategies to help them adapt how they communicated with their kids. The other half received the monitoring for the study, but without the PACT intervention. Since the trial itself, there's also been a follow-up study. I decided to put Max into the study because I knew that there was a need for research to find better ways to help children with autism. I was a bit disappointed when I found out that he was going to be in the control group and wouldn't actually receive the intervention himself. He would just be monitored, but I knew that this wasn't just about Max, it was about finding out what is best for children with autism in the future. I guess I felt like something positive was coming out of the fact that Max has this condition and that he was making a positive contribution to something. What's been really good to see is that the trial, which showed that the PACT intervention is helpful, is now having an influence on the care of children with autism. Here in the UK, the NICE guidelines for autism now recommend the PACT interventions, so Max really did make a difference. Looking back now, I also remember some of the other good things about taking part in the research. Like, Max built a really good bond with the researcher who visited, so that was really nice to see. And we felt part of something special. PACT was like a family, especially when we got the newsletters and cards for birthdays and Christmas. We had some really thorough assessments of Max, which we were sent a copy of. These actually helped me to be clearer where Max needed help with his education and his health. I knew that he wouldn't receive those kinds of assessments in his usual care. So it was good to feel that he was receiving more monitoring than he would usually have. And I think it also helped me to understand his needs a lot more. I certainly feel that taking part in PACT changed our lives. And it's great to see how the trial's results are now changing the lives of many other more families like ours.
If you would like to learn more about PACT, you can visit their website at bbmh.manchester.ac.uk/PACT. And if you want to listen to more in this collection of podcasts, search on the internet for Trials Change Lives and follow the link to the MRC Methodology Hubs.